me and Joe were talking earlier after watching Andrea talking about Scrooge. I remember my dad, when we went to Oakup two times when he was alive, he only went ashore to get only a robot. But he did not let us walk around where there were houses, because it was a very secret place, because there were a lot of people died everywhere. So it's very important when we go to Oakup that we don't walk around where people died, because that's where they died and their spirits are there. Because we don't disturb a graveyard, right? So we shouldn't disturb Oakup, the grounds where people died. That's how I feel, and I think it's very important to be understood how important it was for our families way back then. I had a brother, his name was Boss Oben, and his date was my dad since he was a young fella. He told me before he got married and when he was in Oakup, Harmony came, and the men had to go in kayaks to the boat, and they had to take ashore some groceries for the Moravian mission. And they said they carried them, some put them in kayaks, some put them in flats, put them ashore. He said one night it was getting dark, he was wondering, one bag busted, and he took one. He looked at it, didn't have a clue what it was, and I guess the boys were thinking about dear devil in him, and they want him to try. He wanted to try too. He took it and he made a big bite. He chewing all out. He was, he said, all that time was onions. He never ever seen onions. He was wondering why he was crying. That's a story.
I guess most of you guys saw this picture. This is something I'm very proud to own. It's in our family, and it's of Oakup. My dad said, Boss, done this. It's Oakup Hill and the houses that were there, and the church, and the hospital, and the, I guess, the dock, and the Harmony. I never made no connection to the Harmony until I went to school and understood how Spanish flu had affected our people. And the very thing that took our people is in the very picture that my dotsack made. I found that interesting to see. I actually traveled up north by Skidoo. We went right up to Tipo Labrador. It was far. And honest to God, I never even thought nothing about Oakup or anything on the way up, because we had taken a different road. And you talk about how your ancestors are with you. When we were driving back, I remember feeling really warm. My body was really warm. I started getting really happy, and I started crying for some reason. And I started thinking of my nonsense for some reason. I was like, how come I'm thinking of my nonsense? And Boonie was driving me on my machine, and she said, Trace, Oakup Hill over there, and this is exactly the hill. Is this is the way you do? When she drew it, when I seen this picture and she showed me Oakup Hill, I started crying even harder, because I knew then you're connected to people and you don't even know where it's to, but they showed you in different ways that you are part of them. And my nonna spent a lot of time with her growing up, and I remember sleeping with her in her bed throughout her later years. She stayed with us, with my mom and dad, and I always slept with her in her blue feather bed that had, I remember, the flowery blanket she had, and she was always so soft and so comfortable to sleep with, and I always slept with her. And one of the things that I try to teach my kids from her is a game she showed me, and we don't have games like they do now, so I try to show my kids, and it's a very simple game, but we could be sitting there for hours with her. There was at least six or seven of us children around her. We were in a circle. She used to put her hand down first, and then you go on my hand, and you go on my hand, so, and then you go again, and you go like this forever. That's one of the stories that I remember my Nanzac teaching me, even though it was just very simple. It always brought me back to her and how she loves. And I can't forget to talk about her peppermint knobs. She always had peppermint knob candies. She had her. She always had rhubarbs, and my Nanzac always had rolled oats. 8 o'clock in the morning, so I remember going there. Those are my memories. I find it interesting to see each person's different generation and how they understood. My mother spoke yesterday about her story and what she talked about on the interview. I was like, wow, that was how it affected her, and how me, as a fifth generation, how it affected me and how I seen things in two totally different ways, but also at the same time still very connected. So I just wanted to talk about how my family, I'm proud to be an Oakup descendant.
I find it hard to hear that when you say by not being able to go there. And I could just remember growing up, like, with my dad, he was so proud to show me, like, where the cannon was and the graveyard and, like, the foundation and the rhubarb. Today is, like, my first time hearing people saying that you shouldn't go back, to leave it as it is. And I could remember we had this younger girl with us, and her mom. I wanted to show her where the graves was, and she was there, she was stomping on the graves. I said, you can't do that. I said, that's disrespectful, and she kept doing it anyways, and I kept getting really mad. And in Uvatufik, where my dad used to have his cabin, was the first time I ever met Sophie. I don't know where she is. First time I met her, and we hiked up on the hill and we made Inukshuk, and it was like I knew her from a past life. We just connected just like that. And like my grandmother too grows web. She has rhubarbs in front of her house too, now where Aunt Sarah lives.
Yeah. I'd like to thank everyone for organizing this event. This afternoon we have different people, and I'm glad to see that. I do want to say, after last evening, my grandson was in bed, and he says, Grandma, I have so many questions. Could you at least ask Patty Way one? How did this Inuit get sick from the Spanish flu? And he wants all of the details. But when we talked, I thought, this is a really good story. I was really impressed with the interviews this morning, especially Andrea Webb and Rose Palmack. I still remember in Goose Bay, Reverend Peacock, he was the head of the Moravian Church, and we were Moravians, but he did select some Inuit students to do IQ tests on. And he told me that Rose Palmack, by far, was one of the brightest Inuits in the Moravian Church. And that's really true. She's very, very brilliant. You know, like when she was talking, she gave a cultural, spiritual, and very factual account of Okhak. And there were two things that were said that stuck in my head. One of them was Andrea said, when people are dead, you don't ever talk about them. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to take you there either. And the thing that Rose Palmack said was, they were told all of the time that Okhak had been a place of such tragedy. No one ever wanted to go there again. And if you can remember that clip in the last days of Okhak, when the Moravian Church minister voice was saying, after the tragedy, we tried to talk to Inuit. It was just like knocking on a door where there was no answer. They had lost their faith, and no one can ever, ever question why. He said, I almost lost my faith too, because it was such a tragic event. For such a large, large community, there are only 59 survivors. That community was much larger than Maine, but it was a very bad tragedy. And the other things, too, I heard Andrea say was about the Matajushua story. There are differences in details in what Patty gave. There are differences in versions between what people say and what's written. But I hope someday that the true history of Okhak is recorded. I hope that everyone down the road knows. It's a tragic story, but I'm glad to have been able to find out about the people that live there, even though we're not supposed to talk about it, even though some people believe that we shouldn't be there. I really like the story of Bartow Boas. They took him from Okhak to Hopedale because he was the kind of person that could rise a community up. He was sent to Hopedale as an example, as a person who had an incredible work ethic, and as someone that was very respectful, and someone that married someone, treated her good, and everyone loved to be around them. Those are the kinds of stories that I think we should know about. I don't think there's no bar's hold on stories like that. But someday down the road, this is not finished yet, and I do hope that my grandson and his children are able to read books, watch movies about the facts, not because Okhak was a good story, because it's not. But it's a very, very learning kind of story. Not for me.
So it's nearing the end of our day, the end of the event. We'll have a closed supper shortly for just the participants that have been invited. But we wanted to kind of get a highlights of the event from people that are open to providing what their thoughts are, what they thought was good. If there's anything we can improve on, please feel free to give us that too, because that's the only way we can build and grow as we do these events. So a highlight for me has certainly been hearing all the stories, but this afternoon was the golden nugget for me. Patty had a picture of our grandma and her mother as a little child, and I've never seen my grandmother as a little girl before. And I've never actually seen a picture of my great-grandmother, so thank you, Patty, for that. That was my golden nugget today, and I would never have seen that if we hadn't have held this today. It's even given me goosebumps. So that was certainly a huge highlight for me today. Anybody else? Any highlights? Suggestions?
Finding out who our family is.
The family tree. Yeah,
the family tree.
Family trees. Yeah.
What I found interesting was we learned that our great-grandmother on my Dasek side was actually a survivor, and we didn't know that. I thought it was only an ancestor, but also a Dasek side too, so like it was both information, I guess, information we learned.
Yeah, new family tree information, yeah. or survival information.
Exchanges of stories.
The stuff you brought in too, really. The pictures and the thing your Dasek made.
Yeah, that's super cool, seeing old artifacts.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Who am I speaking to?
Martha Winter-Sable from Hopedale.
So, what do you think of the Ukuk 100-year commemoration?
I would rather have had it in Ukuk. That way, that's where our ancestors came from. My grandmother came from there. And although it was held in Maine, you could still feel some of the emotions from other people and feel their presence here with us. But a lot of people didn't come because it wasn't held in Ukuk itself. So, that's the only regret that I have, that coming up here, I didn't mind coming up here. And it was a wonderful, right from the beginning, it was some emotional parts, and some of them, it was good listening to all the stories they had. And I'd just like to thank all the participants and all the organizers for having us up here.
Mm-hmm. Are you a descendant of a cook?
Yeah, my grandmother, Dora Boss, she was from Ukuk, and she did tell stories about Ukuk, but not in detail, because I think it was a little bit sad for her to talk about it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially us, I guess.
Yeah. Have you been to Ukuk before?
No, I have never been there, and I was so excited to be going on this trip, but then everything fell apart, so I think they should still go, even if it's made a landing in Ukuk, and I'm sure it would feel so different for all of us.
Yeah, I guess it sure would heal your mind and soul if you went to Ukuk.
Yeah, it helped me in a way, listening to other people's stories and listening to the interviews, and then this workshop that's coming up now with DHSD. And what I look forward to is the actual Ukuk telling stories from different people. And I did meet a lot of relatives. I met one lady who's related to me in St. Anthony. Her name is Dora Penny, and for some I had never met her, so...
Mm-hmm.
There were so many relatives here. Like on my Anansek side, she had a lot of descendants, so I was proud of that part anyway.
Mm-hmm. Did you want to say anything else, Martha?
No, I just want to thank everybody, and just to thank Angie for organizing this, even though, again, it wasn't in Ukuk, but I'm glad I came here.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you, and have
You're
a good
welcome.
Day.
You too.
Any other highlights for anyone?
It's nice to see that the brass band is revitalized.
I love the music. I love the music singing in church. I love the brass band. I can't believe that Jim can paint and know what he's doing. First time he ever did anything artistic. And I was very pleased to share a couple of special moments with Bink, and that had impact on me a lot. But sharing, I felt a lot from Rosie and her children, in particular Brian, kind of mentored the moment to deal with. And just all the stories from all the people, and just getting to know people a little better. Some people I knew before and well, and some not so well, but it's all been amazing for me. Like in terms of the payback, that's payback always. You give to people and they give back to you, and the good feelings and more stories. But no, thank you. Just thank you very, very much. I feel really honored. I'm not a descendant. I'm not a part of this in any way, but I very much felt a part. So that's the giving back. So thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So who am I speaking to?
Beverly Hunter.
So what are your thoughts on the Ukuk 100-year commemoration?
At first, I was thinking where it was changed from going to Ukuk to Maine wasn't going to do justice. And really, it didn't. But at the same time, I can see how coming together, all the descendants connecting with each other and coming together and finding out their relations and
who lived in Ukhak, where they came from, the families and everything else. Not only that, just hearing the stories and other things just going on, I think it put in place what was going to be the actual commemoration in Ukhak.
Mm-hmm.
So it's still a good thing. I know there was a lot of hard work and preparation by the language and culture department, and at such a short notice, I think they've done a really good job in making a success.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you can hear it by other people's reactions.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about how even if they're not at Ukhak, they know that their spirits of Ukhak ancestors are still there. They can still feel it, and it's all a good thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you work at the DHSD?
Yeah, I'm here for health.
Okay. Do you know if you have any descendants from Ukhak?
I don't think so. No, none came up yet.
I guess you'll probably find out anyway, like with all the stories and all the knowledge.
Mm-hmm. For sure, yeah.
Yeah. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, that was it.
Okay. Thank you.
Nakumik.